I do believe that their coach, Chet Reyes, incited them to come out and thug us. I think there's evidence of that, video evidence of that. Then he substituted a thug out there who took three or four cheap swings at Bubbles. This is out of the party line, but I'm most disturbed with their head coach. You know, I think he was embarrassed by the way his team were playing. I think he was embarrassed by the kind of shape they were in. I think he was embarrassed by how they fought. He wouldn't look me in the eye at the end of the game when I shook his hand. I think he was embarrassed. And I think that's where a lot of it came from, right from there. And if you listen to his diatribe after the game, I think it verifies it. So I'm upset with him more than anybody. And let his team take selfies, gangster selfies, on the baseline after an event like that. That just shows total lack of control or respect.
So you went to see him after the game?
Well, you shake hands after the game as coaches, and he shook my hand, but he wouldn't look me in the eye. And I thought that was poor form, given what had happened. He should take some responsibility for that on the spot. And I think he was embarrassed. Yeah, those are the sorts of images that you hope you never see. One guy lying on the ground, covering up his head, and being kicked and beaten by the other team's players and officials and guys from the crowd. It was horrifying. And obviously, I wasn't supposed to come off the bench. And those are situations where sometimes you decide there's a more important thing going on. And really disturbing.
Did you see him under there? Was it through a wall that we couldn't actually see where he was?
Well, I went under the court to protect our guys and found, with the idea of obviously not hurting anyone, just getting my big body in the way, and went to help a couple of other guys and then saw a big throng of blue. I couldn't even see any yellow in the bottom of it, and eventually I did see that, and that's when we realised that Bubbles had been left by himself, which is not fair.
You've played a lot of basketball all over the world. Have you seen anything like what you saw the other night?
No, I've never seen anything like that, not even on YouTube. But, I beg your pardon? I'm not going to, from there, I've said more than I should. I'm not going to say what I think should happen from here with FIBA. But I don't think that needs to go unsaid.
Last question, guys. You said the teacher got the guy who got kicks in the end. Same guy.
Same guy.
When you got Chris out of there, how initially was he? I mean, obviously hugely shaken up. But
very shaken.
Can you just give us
your no, Chris was very shaken. Chris was brave. He took a lot of hard hits and didn't swing once in retaliation, which is an enormous act of discipline, and he realises his importance to our program. As did all the guys that stayed on the bench, which is a hard thing to do when you're a teammate. The other coaches stayed on the bench and had to hold them back, and the guys were really emotional and really upset. Delhi, if you can get any vision of Delhi on the bench, that'll tell the story. So I think our group did an amazing job of staying composed in a horrible, scary circumstance, and we were generally scared. Obviously, the scary thing was the crowd coming down out of the stadium, so fortunately that didn't happen. From there on, the BA staff really got things under control and got us out of the Philippines in a safe way, and we're grateful for that and for the embassy and Anthony Moore back here in Australia taking care of things. That went great, but that half an hour on the court didn't, and was the worst thing I've ever seen in the game.